Blog Talk Radio.
Reverend Jay, this is the Network of Christian Psychics Sunday Roundtable, and I'm welcoming everybody who's out there interested in getting a reading. Our call-in number is 323-679-0882, and there's a few lines open in the call in the queue, and so feel free to call in if you have some questions. Tonight, I am hosting in place of Dr. Jenny because Dr. Jenny has gotten very sick with the flu. And so we're going to say a little prayer for her as soon as I introduce our fellow guest. First, I'd like to introduce lovely Ellen. Are you there, Ellen?
I am, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you're not sick.
No, I had that last 2 weeks ago. I'm already done. I'm good.
Great. Are you ready for some great readings?
Absolutely. I look forward to every Sunday to read for our listeners and to help our callers.
I know. I do, too. Isn't it wonderful that we get that opportunity?
Totally.
Next, I'd like to introduce the vivacious Susie.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Reverend Jay.
Hi, Susie. Are you ready for some good readings tonight?
I am. It's always wonderful to be able to help everyone, and it's wonderful to have these gifts to be able to do that.
I totally agree, and this is going to be a great show. I just have a feeling. So our last host, and we call her Hottie Grace, or I do, excuse me, here's Grace. Are you there, Grace?
I'm here. Thank you, and blessings to everyone. Hi, Reverend Jay, and a happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, this is my birthday.
39 again.
Yay.
Something like that. you got to add a few years to that. Thank you very much. And yeah, it is my birthday today. I actually even forgot until you just said that, Grace. Thank you so much.
Oh, you reminded him, Grace. This disc.
Well, yes. You know, I actually started breakfast. I had a piece of cake and a cup of tea for breakfast. So, you know, I
breakfast
started.
Breakfast of champions.
Yes. I started the day out really wired. So, you know, I want to try to say a quick prayer for Dr. Jenny and for our listening
audience.
Sure. Guys, don't mind.
Not at all.
That's wonderful. Yes, absolutely.
Especially since she's listening to us.
Oh, don't make me nervous now. Okay. Divine Heavenly Father, please grant Dr. Jenny and her family healing because I heard that the illness is running within her family. Please grant them health and give them vitality and invigorate them with energy so that they can get through this illness quickly because it is hard to host. And I absolutely love Dr. Jenny's voice, and I love when she's hosting. So, Lord, please grant them that healing. And please grant us hosts and co-hosts the ability to give true and accurate readings that will be in the best and highest interest of our listeners. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen,
amen, amen, amen.
Okay, so are you guys ready to take our first caller?
Yes, I am.
Absolutely.
Now I get to pick whose energy. This is so cool because, you know, Dr. Jenny always picks whose energy, where does the call go first.
Yeah.
And now I get to tune in to everybody and get to do it. So this is kind of fun for me. So our first caller is going to be 602. Is the prefix, and I just, hello, it's 602, are you there?
Yes, Reverend Jay, this is Beatrice in Phoenix, how are you?
Very good. Could you say your name again, because it broke up?
It's Beatrice or Beatrice.
Oh, Beatrice, okay. And where are you calling from?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix. Is the weather good out there?
Like 66 degrees. This is our winter.
Yeah, it's winter here in North Carolina. And we're getting down in the 20s. Do you have a specific question, Beatrice?
Yeah, I called you guys on the 16th of December regarding my lawsuit that I have going on with my former landlord. And the roundtable thought, because I had filed a motion to reconsider, if you guys remember, and I also filed a notice of appeal, and you guys all thought that the judge was going to look at it and realized he made a sloppy decision and reverse it. But the day after I had talked to you guys, the judge didn't even look at the documents and he denied my motion.
Mm.
So I know, I was so disappointed. So now I have until the 16th of February to do my memorandum, which I can't do myself. So hopefully by the 20th of January, I'll have money from some place to give to an attorney so they can do it and file it by the 16th. So I was checking on whether you see me getting some money from somewhere and also the outcome of the appeal. Hopefully it'll turn around and be in my favor.
Okay, well, Beatrice, I have to tell you, whenever we do a reading, it's always for the moment that we reflect on. So at the time of your reading, especially if it was a consensus, you know, sometimes we don't have a consensus and then, you know, there's speculation. But when we have a consensus, it usually goes the way that it's supposed to. But something must have changed, like possibly, you know, a payoff to a judge. Not that I'm saying that that happened, but, you know, it's not unheard of. So actually, I'm getting the feeling that Grace is going to give you advice first.
Okay.
So are you? Is that good for you, Grace?
Yes. Thank you, Reverend Jay. Hi, Beatrice. And,
hi, Grace.
Reverend Jay and I, we speak on a lot of levels a lot of times. And I know he picked my energy because he spoke exactly what I was going to tell you in the fact that we do get everything for the moment. And I do feel strongly that there wasn't necessarily a payoff to the judge, but the other attorney for the landlord knows the judge quite well. And did you not go in represented? Was that the issue?
No. What happened was I filed a lawsuit on August the 8th, and then the opposing counsel was served. And instead of answering the lawsuit, they asked for a motion to dismiss. And the judge granted it, even though I had cause, because it's retaliation.
Right,
so,
but you did not have an attorney, correct?
Right. You can file, this is in the justice court.
Right.
You can file by yourself. You don't have to have an attorney. But when you do an appeal, you need to have more law, you know, stuff to reference and stuff. So nobody should do an appeal by themselves. No.
Right, exactly. So do you have an attorney in mind?
Yeah, his name is Scott McWilliams.
Ooh,
I met with
him
the first week.
That feels like a very strong name for me. It feels like a very, very good vibe. And I want to pass this one to Ellen because I really feel like that Ellen is picking up on this too. That Scott McMillan is a very good name.
Yes, absolutely, Grace. Thank you. What I was going to say too is when you said that the next day the judge ruled against you, my first thought was something turned on a dime. And I don't necessarily think, I agree with Grace, not necessarily a payoff, but something, some kind of evidence or something that you weren't aware of, because when you represent yourself, so we're not aware of all the little ins and outs and laws and statutes that we pay the attorneys to know. And personally, for me, I still feel that you're going to be victorious on this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you had a setback, but I really feel you were victorious. You will be. I stand by that. And the attorney you got seems to be very, very powerful in this type of cases where he's going up against landlords and twisting and stuff like that.
Right.
So I do feel that he's gonna, and I still like I know it's kind of disappointing when, you know, the consensus is you're going to win, but also you have to know something else. What we're seeing perhaps may not have been for that moment. It could have been something further down the road, which sometimes happens. But
okay.
I really feel you're going to be victorious on this.
That was wonderful, Ellen. Thank you. And thank you, Grace. I'm sorry I didn't get to thank you. Yeah, I feel like it, you know, unfortunately, the judge is friends with the lawyer, or there's a standard camaraderie that they follow where, you know, they're just going to push stuff through. I feel like also that Scott is a great name and that you're going to do well still. And so I'm going to pass this on to Susie now, and she can give you her feelings on what she thinks transpired.
Okay. Sure. Beatrice, I still feel as well with the other advisors that you're going to have a favorable outcome for this. So I feel that
Can you tell when the favorable outcome is going to be?
I'm sure I can give that a look. Let me just get connected with my guide. I'm getting May.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I actually got about May too. Do you have a time, Grace or Ellen?
I got late May, early June.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was giving that time also.
Obviously you must see me getting the money somewhere to pay him his retainer, because I've got to give it to him this month. So I guess you see him representing me, so somehow I've got to find the money to give him.
He won't do it based on a contingency?
No, I met with him the first week of October, and at that point I had told him that this was going on, and he goes, well, we have to wait for the judgment to come down, and he wanted $1,500 retainer.
Feel like that you're going to, is there any income tax return? I feel that you've got an income tax return that's going to come through very big for you and help you.
Oh, I don't have any big income tax coming, because really I don't make enough money for me to pay taxes, but I do have a big client that I wrote up the 26th of December, but unfortunately I won't get the $15,000 commission until around the middle of February, which is past the deadline. They've got to have at least 2 to 3 weeks to work on it, so that's why I said I've got to get him money somehow by the 15th to the 20th of June, so he's got 2 or 3 weeks to work on the appeal.
I feel the first thing that came through for me is that you're going to be able to get a loan from somebody.
Okay.
Somebody's going to come through for you with the money, and then you can pay them back when you get that income coming in.
Okay. Well.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
I hope we answered your questions, Beatrice, and check back with us, because we're definitely interested in the outcome. And,
all right, thank you.
Yeah, don't be discouraged, and definitely maintain the highest level of good feelings about this, because if you take the low level, we're in a time of manifestation, and if you bring it down, then the outcome's less likely to happen. So be very, very positive that you're in the right, that this is going to happen, and that you're going to receive justice, because this is also considered the time of justice. So, don't be discouraged. It's very rare that, four psychics or five psychics get all the same answer and it doesn't happen. It really is. So it may have been a future thing.
Happy birthday and happy new year to everybody.
Thank you too.
Happy new year to you.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You.
You're
okay.
Welcome. Bye.
That was great.
Hey, Jay?
Yes.
Do we have a few seconds? I just wanted to talk very briefly about angels, if I may.
Okay.
I just want to say that a lot of people ask me about angels, and, it's our understanding they're mostly celestial beings. But I also want to remind our listeners that a lot of them are in human form. Some of them are in animal form. And some of the people walking this earth are actually very highly in-tuned angel-inspired. So it's really great to look around and see who's inspired and how we can help the angel vibe by being inspired ourselves. But I bet a lot of our listeners have met angels, have encountered angels, and not even known it.
Oh, I totally agree with that, because I know that a lot of angels, people don't even know how to utilize angels, you can just call on Archangel Michael, and believe it or not, he will put protection around your car so that if you're traveling, traffic will be clear, that you'll be in safe situation. And he has an army of angels that are available, our disposal. Angels are there to be utilized by us, and all we have to do is ask.
But never discount anybody, because it could be just a total random act of kindness that's angelic or angelic inspired. And I think people should be more aware of the good that's out there and what we can do to only utilize it, but also bring it forth and recognize it and pay it forward.
Definitely.
I was inspired to tell you that, sorry. I was like, whoa.
No problem. Did you want to comment, Grace?
Okay.
No, that's okay. I totally agree with being empathic as I am. I bump into a lot of spiritual beings and a lot of solar energy, and I run like the dickens when I do. It's like I can't get away from them quick enough. So they are both out there. Yes, when you call on angels, they want to be there to help you in any way that they can. So call on those angels at any time, and they are at your beckoning call. Archangel Michael is the largest angel, and he has a host of 10,000 angels that will surround and cover and protect you at any given time. And that is one thing I don't know that the listeners really know, that we are all very spiritual, and every day we do deep meditations. Even before we come onto the air, we surround and protect ourselves so that if anyone with a low energy or a low vibration might call in to try to harm us, that we know without a shadow of a doubt that we are protected, that God and his host of all heavenly angels are there to protect and surround us, because we want nothing but good for all of our listeners.
That was really beautiful, Grace. Susie, did you want to comment?
Our angels are there just for our asking. We do need to invite them to join us in our day and join us with whatever it is that we need their help with. So always remember to invite your angels in for help.
That was nice.
And remember, they may not come in the forms that we think they do. They come in all kinds of different forms and sizes.
Well, you know, that is true, because you never know who the angel is that's going to help you next. And but if you call on an angel, it doesn't have to be a specific angel, but if you study angels, you'll find out that different angels specialize. Like Archangel Raphael is the angel for healing. Mm-hmm. And I do a lot of healing, and so I utilize him a lot when I do some of my healing work. Are you guys ready to take another call?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, our next caller is 618 area code. Hello, 618. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Illinois. I used to live in Illinois.
Yeah,
I went to the Conservatory of Music in right downtown.
Uh-huh.
In Chicago. I mean, Illinois is a big state.
Right, we're in southern Illinois.
Oh.
The very southern part.
Like, okay, so it's cold there, I remember that.
Yes, it is. We have snow and ice.
Yes. So did you have a specific question, Sandy, that you wanted to ask?
Yes, I do. I'm so glad that you just finished speaking about angels, because that's what I was calling to see. I want to know if I have an angel walking with me. I've been going through a real bad period of grief, and I just want to know if I have an angel.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a good signal that Ellen's ready.
Okay.
Sorry, I blurt sometimes. Forgive me. I got overly
excited.
That's all
right, honey.
I'm feeling the angel of peace. I open my heart and rest in the peace of divine love. And, yes, you do have an angel walking with you. She is trying to just comfort. Wow. How long has your grief been going? It's been going
since
a long
April.
Time, hasn't it? Since April.
April.
Yeah.
Hmm.
How have you been working it? Because I don't think you've been working it out a little. I mean, I'm getting really overwhelmed with pain right now for, you know, that you're, which is okay. It happens. It's cool. We're good.
Are you okay, Ellen? Cause,
and that's how I have been, is overwhelmed with pain.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to have to release this now. Jay, do you have anything, Sandy, that can help release now?
Yeah. Well, you know, what I want to do for you, Sandy, is it's funny because I said Archangel Raphael is the healing angel. And he really does heal you. He will come in and he'll bring you peace in your heart, peace in your soul, and peace to you. And what I want you to do is, and you can do this silently as I direct you, if you choose, because of the feeling of grief that we're all, you know, we're all a little empathic, so we pick up on your grief. I actually see three angels for you. The one that came first, though, was Raphael. And so I want you to say, Archangel Raphael, please come into my heart and my soul. I am grieving. I need healing. And say, I release anything that is not of the light, from Jesus, from God. And I just release it to the light so that it can be diffused or it can be transmuted. And I ask that, you know, the divine Heavenly Father fill my heart with joy and peace again. And just by doing that, that will bring in an opening. It'll make a little opening in your heart, enough where you'll be able to release some of that really heavy tension that you're experiencing.
I've kind of got the feeling that maybe I'm holding this. You know,
right.
I'm holding it here.
Okay. What I just want you to say, I release anything that's not of the light. I give it
I
to
release
you.
Anything that's not of the light.
I give it to you, Archangel Raphael, heal me.
I give it to you, Archangel Raphael, heal me.
And now, okay, that's all you have to do. Just know now that he is going to work specifically with you to heal and transmute your pain. I'm going to hand this over to Grace. She's empathic, but she's also a medium, so she might have a message specifically for you.
Okay.
Hi, dear. I feel a very, I have a very, very large male figure here. And I don't know, you never spoke of who passed in April. But I feel that this was a very loving, just maybe a father or uncle, brother, figure.
Actually, it was my sister.
Your sister. Okay, well then, this is my next question. I always ask, was she sort of a tomboy?
No.
And your father, was your father a large man?
No, not really. And he's been gone 30 years.
Well, I'm picking up a very large male energy tonight. And I don't know if this one necessarily, I believe he does. Yes, he's just confirmed to me that he does belong to you. He has been around you. He has been there to actually help you wipe your tears. And at some point, you'll say, I've got to stop doing this. It's time for me to move forward now. And that is actually him putting that thought into your heart.
Okay.
And have you ever felt that or have said that to yourself? And when you start crying and then you stop, and just when you think you stop, you start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he is there. This large figure, I don't know. I feel that he's an ancestor of yours from some time back. And I don't know if it was someone that, you know, your sister could have had a past life and could have been your brother or your father or something. But at some time, this large male figure was in your life and thought very, very highly of you. I mean, it could have even been an old boss or something, you know, but he was a very large man, had a lot of authority, and just thinks the world of you, and he is there drying your tears and helping you. And every time you think that you're almost, you know, at finished, you start all over again. And he's here to tell you that it's time to let it go, and hopefully call on Archangel Raphael, because Raphael is the healer, and he will heal your heart. He will heal your heart, and your sister is in a much better place now, a much better place, no more pain. But I feel her here, and there's no more pain, no more pain, she says, no more pain. And I don't know if she suffered from, arthritis.
Yes.
And she says the pain was excruciating at times.
Yes.
And no more pain. So it's almost bringing me to tears at this point. But the large gentleman is the one. Maybe your sister had a large gentleman that was a husband or a relative or something.
And the only one that comes to my mind is maybe our grandpa.
Okay. Yeah,
you know,
you sat on his knee when you were little?
That was grandpa.
Okay, he is the one that is with you. And he is very much there for you. You just cry out. You can even call him by his name. And he said that you have a lot of sleepless nights, and he wants you to sleep sound, start sleeping sound, and know that your sister is in a better place, and she is there with him too. And she says, I am in no more pain. I am in no more pain. So.
Wow. That was really nice. Great.
You are so welcome.
I'll now pass it over to Susie. Are you there, Susie?
Yes. Oh, we're both here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Sandy, I'm getting somebody with the J name around you.
J.
Next to the J name? Jean?
No, not right off.
I feel like there's a connection of some, a family member or somebody that's with the J name around you. And as we spoke, there are angels of all kinds around us, and you know, all you have to do is call and ask and hand over that broken heart and grieving heart to our archangel and you will I guarantee you that you will feel lighter.
Okay, absolutely.
That was beautiful, Susie. Thank you. Yes, Sandy, really call on Archangel Raphael. I mean, he's here really strong, and he came right away when you first called in. So, and you've made that request to him, and he is going to transmute your pain. And we want you to call back, you know, when you feel comfortable, and let us know how it's going.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Sandy. You have a nice
day. All right, thank you so much.
Okay, do you guys want to do a short song, or are you ready to go on to another one, or do you want to clear?
I'm good.
You're good? Okay.
I'm good.
Are you okay?
I'm good also. I'm
clear.
You're good?
Are you okay?
I'm good. I'm good also.
Yep.
You're good?
Yep, that's good.
Yes. I'm getting feedback. I'm getting.
Okay. You're good now.
Okay, great. So then let's go on to the next caller, and the next caller is going to be in the 609 area code. 609, you're on air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Katie. Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. Did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I'm having a problem with my son, and I think he needs some, I don't know what direction, but something to, some way to, I need to get him help or awakening or, I don't know how, healing maybe.
Okay. Where are you calling from, Katie?
New Jersey.
Okay. We just asked where you're calling from so that we can, like, zone in on the area. And so, you know, usually when we do a reading, it's like, you know, Katie from New Jersey, and then they'll bring forth people or angels that apply to you. So,
okay.
I feel like Ellen has got something for you to begin with.
Yeah. Thing with your son is that he doesn't want help. He thinks he's fine the way he is.
I know.
And the thing is with that is that it's difficult to get him to do something he just doesn't want to do.
I know that.
I've been trying,
but I can't get nowhere.
Has he ever given you any indication, like, where he might want to go or somebody he might want to talk to?
No. I mean, he tries, but... he just doesn't have the I don't know, the drive, the willpower. He gets depressed very easily. Things aren't working out for him. He's not working right now. You know, his job is not all the time, and he's having a hard time to move on out of my home. And he has a girlfriend and a baby, and they live here with me too. But he can't be responsible to move on and have his own life. And she's not responsible either. You know, and they need to grow up, and he's not doing it.
Okay. I feel like Grace is going to come in with a little suggestion on what she's getting.
Okay.
Yeah, how old is your son, Katie?
About 32.
Okay. And there was a point in his life when he was probably around 18 or 19. Something devastating happened to him. Do you know what that was?
No, I don't. I don't know of anything.
I feel that there was a loss of a, it was a heavy loss for him. And I don't know. Go ahead.
A relative or friend or something?
Yeah, I feel like there was just a heavy loss for him. And he's not even quite sprung back from that. And
he's lost a lot of friends, you know, for someone his age, he's lost a lot of friends.
Okay. Yes. Was this in car accidents? These were car accidents. Some of these were possible drug overdoses and things like that. The nature of the deaths were like sudden, is what I'm trying to say.
Like, I don't really know. They were sudden or...
But they were, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know what... They're, you know,
well,
some
I feel
of them
that
are.
They were. I feel that they were very sudden, sudden type of deaths. And one in particular, friend, male energy that's here, is about your son's age. I figure him to be, he looks like he's in his early to middle 30s. And he is with your son and trying to help your son get through this. He's like, come on, man, I know you can get through it, you know, type of friend. He hung with him a lot in high school.
Yeah, there's been a couple that, yeah, that he's been really friends with. That.
Okay, well, and those are the ones that, those guys, he misses them deeply. It's just not the same for him. You know, it's just not, life just isn't the same for him. And he's trying. Your son, I can pick up on his energy very easily. And
he is trying, but it's very hard for him.
Yeah.
He does try.
Has he seen a doctor or someone that he can talk to through this?
He sees a doctor, but I don't know that the doc. I don't know, you know.
Okay. Well, that's okay. That's okay. But I just wanted to tell you that I feel that he's working it out. He's talking, with talking to the doctor, he is working it out to his best ability. Just hang in there. Keep giving him positive reinforcement. Don't be hard on him. Just sort of let it sort of run its course. But he is going to get better, and I look for him to get better right around July. I see 4th of July fireworks and things like that, and I look at 4th of July him being very happy and sort of a reborn again spirit. So
okay.
Hang in there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was really beautiful. I have a feeling that he's unwilling to make a decision, and so he's like at a stalemate in his life. You know, I think he wants to. You know, I think some degree he's pretending there is no problem.
Yes.
But at some level, he realizes there's a problem, and he's unwilling to make, I don't know if he's having fear, or he has this illusion, you know, that is holding him back. But Grace said July. I felt like in June that things were going to be better in his, he's going to make a shift. Like, I think you'll be surprised. The more loving you can be in the household, that makes him not be disjointed. Because when you create tension, or you create, and it's not really doing it on purpose, because you know you have an interest in what's going on, but try not to be confrontational with him for a while. Try to. What I would do is every time that you feel a vibration of unhappiness towards him, send him the violet flame of Christ's love. All you have to do is say, I send the violet flame of Christ's love to him. And it will help transmute, is my word of the night, I guess. Mm-hmm. It will help release some of his anger, frustration, built up hostility, his uncooperativeness, his unwillingness to actually address things that are going on. But I really got that strongly that I needed to tell you that. Just say, I send the violet flame of Christ's love right to his heart every time that you feel confrontational, or that you want to yell or tell or direct or, you know, advise.
Yes, maybe. I get so upset, you know, because I try to...
Right. I tell you what, one thing, Katie, that could really, really help him. There is a specific meal that you used to make for him when he was a child that he absolutely, it was always like, thanks, Mom, that was great. And he always loved, I don't know what it was that you made.
Stromboli.
You know what, I was saying that it was something Italian, but I wasn't.
Yeah,
certain.
The Italian Stromboli. Yeah.
Okay.
He makes it himself now.
Well, but you know what? There's nothing like Mom's love being put in, and you know, and I'm sure the other psychics tonight can tell you that when you cook something make something and put your love into it, your loving energy, when they eat it, they cannot help but to get the loving energy from it. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yes.
No.
Yes, I know that from even restaurants that I know that I've ate at. I was told this, that when you, I like to sort of, if I have to grab something at fast food, I sort of try to go to like a Chick-fil-A or somewhere where I know that the people are always so kind and greet
right.
you and everything. But whenever you make a meal for them, if you make that with your deepest love and intent, they can't but help to receive the energy from that food.
Well, you know, he has a lot of problems because he has this girlfriend and he has a six-year-old, my granddaughter, and I don't know if they're ever going to be able to. She's not helping either. I don't know. It's just like they both, they don't help themselves.
No, but the thing is, when you extend that love to your son, what I was getting when Grace and Jay were talking is that you need to also extend it to her. Because
yeah.
I get the feeling that no matter what you do for him, she's going to tear him down, either
intentionally
or unintentionally. Like, oh, I feel so good today. Why would you feel good today if we don't do this? Well, Mom said I look great today. No, you don't. I mean, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, she does. She does. She's nasty. But what are you going to do?
Well,
you know,
what you can do is succeed despite this wall with her, and also extend the same kind of love and affection to her.
Send a violet flame of Christ's love right to her heart. Just do it, will it. I will the violet flame of Christ's love into her heart. And what that does is it transmutes anger. It transmutes any low energy. And she will change too. And as he changes, his vibration changes, hers will change too. I wanted to let Susie take it. I didn't forget you, Susie. It's your turn. Sorry about that.
Okay. It's quite all right. I've got the message. It's time to get things done for him. Leave the planning stages behind and take action. And he needs to honor his promises and commitments. Coming in very strongly. Attend to the details and be thorough. So I also feel that, and a message coming through is that a well-trained person, and I would definitely believe that is a doctor that may need to see. And may need a little help getting, you know, getting focused. And I'm talking, you know, some kind of a chemical thing. Now, I'm not a doctor, and I cannot, you know.
Right, like a chemical imbalance or something.
Yes, and I feel like that.
I know,
that's
what I feel he needs, yeah, but, you know.
I feel that is going to be, could be a very big influence on his focusing, because and then another thing that I would suggest that came through is a time limit, giving him a time limit. You know, we love to love and help our children, but there's a time where, you know, it gets that we're making things too easy for them, and what's coming through is the tough love thing,
right?
So,
right.
And that's something that you have to be strong on doing. Give him a time frame on you know, when he's going to get things done. And
is he in the future, things going to be better and he'll be able to move on and finally grow up?
I feel that he will if he takes the action. You know, he's got to take the initiative and the action to try to get a balance.
Right, and that's what we were trying to tell you, Katie, is that with your help of making a special dinner for him and just showing them love, Love. You're going to see a big difference in July. I actually see them wanting to move out and being able to start on their own.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Well, I hope that helps you, Katie.
Yeah, does he have anybody that protects him or is with him or watches over him? I mean, like anybody that...
Well, I was trying to say, there's a young friend that is about his age, in his middle 30s, that he, I believe, was in high school with, was taken from the Earth's plane very suddenly, and it totally threw him in a shock.
Do you know what his name was or initial or?
Jack.
Is that what you're getting? I was getting something like a Ron or Ronnie.
It could be more than one person too, and sometimes when angels
right.
abound,
well,
we may not know who they are.
A lot of friends.
Ronnie, and what was the other one? Jack.
But there's something else I wanted to say real quick, is that when a lot of people have angels come to them, we may not even know exactly. They may not always be relatives or friends, too. They could be just the higher loving, concerned beings coming to help, sent by Michael or Raphael or Uriel or Metatron, who is the voice of God.
But his friend, one of his friends is trying to reach to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a guide, or he's a...
Like a guide?
Yeah, he's an angelic guide or presence that cares about him. And we all have them. Every person has two guides, and usually an archangel or an angel that overlooks their life. And, you know, he could call them in if he's willing to listen to that type of information, and it could make a difference. I really feel like everybody was right on the money about what they were telling you. What I think you need to do, though, and I think you are the stem of the start, is to send that violet of flame of love into both kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do it into both kids all the time. Every time you think about it, you know, or them.
Yeah, because I get angry, so when I do that, just do that and walk away.
Yes. Instead, yes, and that you will be surprised. It's like a magic arrow that is shot right into the heart. And believe me, and I know somebody that I gave this advice to that has a child who was hit by a bus, and her child is extremely mean. And she has actually changed her whole demeanor by using that. Of course,
it's a velvet flame. A velvet flame?
No, the violet. It's the color.
Oh,
purple.
Violet.
Yeah, it's the violet flame of Christ's love. And it will change the demeanor of the person. Just shoot it and shoot it and shoot it. Like you have your little old bow and arrow, and just shoot an arrow right into their heart. And you know what? Christ's love cannot be touched by low energy. And so what it does is it's just like a light in the dark. It just shoots a shot of light of the love of Christ right into the person's heart. And so whatever's negative there gets zapped. So just do that and do it for a straight month every day, and you'll start immediately seeing results. I'm assured of it.
Okay, I'm willing to try that, and hopefully, you know, I'll see a change in them, and hopefully...
Yes, and don't be angry whenever you're
I do get angry, yes.
Right.
You know, I just...
Stop. I want you to release that. Just release your anger and say, no, this is somebody who I love. I'm not going to be angry at them. I'm giving them Christ's love as Christ loves me. And your gentleness will come back, and your anger will be... lesson. Okay, Katie?
He's going to do something and wind up like, you know, his friends or something, you know? It's just the fear. I don't know, you know what I mean?
Just let go of all that fear. Give it to God. God's in control. Give it to Christ. Take all your fear and just give it to Christ. Use that method and then call us back in a month and let us know how it's going and see if we don't get a different reading and see if we don't have more advice because, you know, we can only give you so much because I have other calls
right.
I forget to.
That's okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you for your help then.
Okay. You have
all
a
right.
Good
I'll try that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. We'll keep you in our prayers.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Are you guys ready to go on to another one? Because we do have quite a few calls.
Sure.
Okay. The next one we're going to go on to is, here. It's 520. 520, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh. Hi, who's this?
I really appreciate you taking my call. Thank you. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you calling from?
Arizona. And I'm so sorry. I'm sending prayers to that lady and her family, her son. I can really, I feel a lot of compassion for her.
Thank you, because you know what? We're all in this together. She may not be your next-door neighbor, but you want to know what? She's in the oneness with us. And as we elevate and care for each other, others will elevate and care for us. And, you know, that's the beauty of this new paradigm that we're in. Did you have a specific question, Lisa?
Yes, I do. I have an appointment a week from Tuesday, and it's at 3:30 in the afternoon, and it's business connected. And I wonder how you saw that.
Okay, I'm actually getting to go to Ellen again. Ellen, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I see it going pretty well, but I want you to be aware of undercurrents.
Okay.
Because I think it's going to go, but I don't know how smooth it's going to go.
Okay.
And I kind of feel like these people might be talking a really good game, but I'm wondering how well they can back it up.
Okay.
It's like something a little bumpy under there.
Okay.
Thank you, Alan. Grace, are you getting anything?
Oh, I was getting almost the same thing as Alan, but you've been wanting this, whatever it is you're going for. It's been on your agenda for quite a while, is that right?
Yes, it's a huge opportunity, and I.
Right.
But like the lady before you said, you know, it depends on how they receive the information I'm giving them.
Right. Right. And what my thing, what I want to tell you is. Make sure you read every word and make sure every T is crossed and every I is dotted.
Yeah.
Just definitely make sure of that because it could fall away very easily. And I don't want that to happen for you. And if you have any question as you're reading, bring it to their attention. Let them know that, you know, that you're very interested, but yet you have yourself to look out for also.
Okay.
Thank you, Grace. I pass this on to Susie now.
Okay, Lisa. I've got the message of unity with this. So I think that I definitely immediately got that this. This will work out for you, but working in some sort of a group effort is the message that I'm getting for you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got that you need to go forward fearlessly, like that you're having this apprehension, but don't have it. Believe and trust. And be easy on yourself. You know, I think you're a little bit overcritical of yourself. And just believe and trust. You know, everything works out the way it's supposed to be. We're here to experience the things that are supposed to happen. I got a good feeling about it too. I feel like kind of like what Grace and Ellen said, that just make sure that you read over everything or know what you're signing. You know,
That would be hugely a miracle if I was offered anything to sign, because that would mean a contract. That'd be great.
Okay, well, I mean, we're all kind of feeling that it is a contract, I think.
Oh, wow.
Is that what you're getting, Grace?
Yes, I am getting a contract. And,
are you getting
Yes, it's very successful, but I just want to make sure that, Lisa, you read every bit of it, because it's a very lengthy contract.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
You know, there could be a little loophole there. But I do see you with success with it, very much so.
And
oh,
Lisa, and honestly, Lisa, if it's not a contract, insist on a contract.
Right.
Okay.
Because I just, you know, I always had this thing with verbals personally, but when you said it'd be a miracle if there was a contract, but
yeah.
If there wasn't a contract offered to you right then and there, tell them you want one.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's the best thing about getting a reading from four psychics, is that we all get things on different levels. And, you know, something, I would trust the opinion of any one of us. So I hope that helped you, Lisa.
You know, thank you very much. And the lady that called you before, I really am grateful that you took your time with her. I really think, you know, my prayers are with her child, her adult child.
And
well,
I hope
yourself too, Lisa. You can also offer up a prayer for her, because you know prayers and numbers work miracles. And anyone else out there that is listening, her name was Katie, and she did not give us the name of her son or her daughter-in-law or her child, but we just want to ask Father God to lift him up and to give her the grace that she needs, but to lift up the child and let him get through this horrible time he's going through. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Grace, for that. I appreciate that. And I thank you, Lisa, and we wish you the best of luck. Let us know if it is a contract, and we'll all celebrate with you.
Thank you. Can I keep listening?
Yeah, I'll just put you on hold, and we'll just move on to our next caller. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was really great. I had good feelings about that. How about you guys?
Yep,
very good.
Yeah,
she's going to be very successful this year.
Yeah, I love it when, you know, some energies that we get are really positive. And her heart and compassion for other people was beautiful, wasn't that?
Yeah, it was. Absolutely.
Yeah. I wish her all that.
Yeah, and I see I think that's where her reward fits in, with the love and compassion that she has for others, is going to pay off to her big time.
Yeah, that was nice. Okay, I guess we're going to move on to our next caller, which is going to be 626 area code. 626, are you there?
Yes, I am. My name is Jenny, and I'm in Los Angeles.
Was it Jenny?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hi, Jenny. You're in Los Angeles. Is the weather nice out there?
Cool and crisp.
Cool and crisp. You know, I was surprised.
Sunny and cloudy.
Oh, I was surprised that California gets a little chilly. I always thought it was hot like Florida.
Oh, no, we're down to like in 50s sometimes at night. It's nice. You know, we don't have strong changes in our weathers, but we kind of have a cool winter, really hot summer this summer. Nice spring and a lovely fall.
Well, I made it out to L.A. or Las Vegas, and I crossed the line into California, but I never actually did any cities over in California. But that's on my to-do list. Did you have a specific question tonight?
Yes, I do. My son is 46, and he got married 2 years ago. He knew that his bride or his wife to be had illnesses and a lot of medications. She had lupus and a lot of pills, and now she can't work. Now she's got a brain tumor, and she's had radiation, and now she's having seizures. And I've been paying their bills for almost 2 years, about $17,000 worth, and I just told him I can't do it anymore. He's the only one working, and now it's pressure's getting to him. So what is going to happen with this situation? He's already talking about it. It's too hard.
I feel like I'm getting a message to go to Grace.
Okay.
Well, it's hi, Jenny. And you know, Reverend Jay, I was getting the message for you also. I mean, this is how we work a lot of times. And I know many times when I suffered with my own cancers and illnesses, what you helped me with. And I truly believe that you can help Jenny with her daughter-in-law and her son. Just tell them what you tell me. Like, preach it to the gospel, boy, because you know it.
You're putting me on the spot, Grace.
No, I'm not, because you always tell me that the illnesses and everything are, you know, it's something that we will, our bodies, that we will these things, this illness and things like this. And I feel very deeply that your daughter-in-law suffers from great, great depression. Am I right, Jenny?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Okay. And I feel that also your son is wanting her to get well and to almost like come back to us. You know, their life was so wonderful before she got ill. And and there's a research, I'm picking up on there is a research team that can help you financially with her.
Mm-hmm.
Need to look into that, especially with something like lupus or Crohn's or whatever it is that she has. I feel that it's very painful, it'll be very painful to her, and that is what's causing a lot of the deep depression. But there's a lot of companies, there's companies that found the medication for these debilitating diseases can help you very much with this, with the financial end of it. And a lot of it is income restricted type of thing, but I'm sure that you would probably qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. There are available ways for medication to be supplied at zero or no cost. If you go through their doctor, the doctor has to write the information to the company that you're in need of their medication, and they almost always provide it for free based on a doctor's recommendation if the person doesn't have the income. And you don't necessarily have to go through Medicare or Medicaid or whatever those programs are. You can.
Well, she does have a good insurance, thank God, that is taking care of her medication. I've just been paying their rent and their car payment, insurance payment, and
right.
Now they're under maybe being evicted from their mobile home, and I don't know what to do.
Well,
I think you've done all you can do, and I think what's happening is that you need to let them stabilize someone on their own. Because if they don't stabilize themselves, you can't do it for them.
But will they stabilize themselves?
Yes.
They will?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Everybody eventually hits bottom, and from the bottom they go up. Unfortunately, sometimes we put ourselves... I actually believe that we create all our own situations. as crazy as that sounds, even when people do things to us, it's experiences that we've chose to live in order to develop our connection with God. I think that we all are here to, you know, learn to love ourselves, honor ourselves, and to connect with our divine love of ourselves, which is an aspect of God. And I feel like sometimes we have to go through a hard time in order to realize, you know, the abundance that's available, the choices that we're going to make that are going to keep us stabilized. I feel like I'm getting that you have an intuitive nature yourself, that you have good intuition, and that, you know, you can listen to your higher self, and you'll be able to decipher when real need is help is needed, when real help is needed, and diminish their dependency on you. They might, you know, need something possibly to restabilize, but I think, you know, it will be to where they're going to be able to survive on their own.
No, I hope.
Yeah, I'm going to pass it on to Susie and see what she has to say.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm getting a very strong message that that she may need that balance too, as far as with medication and everything. And the next message I was getting was it's possible to help in moderation for her. So if in the state of mind that she's in, she may only be able to handle 4 hours at a time of work and contributing. I'm getting that it actually will be good for her state of mind, for her to get out and get a job and contribute to the financial aspects of their obligation.
But she said she gets her seizures more often now, and that's why she cannot work.
Well, she might be able to do something now. There's lots of online jobs or phone answering jobs.
Yes.
There is a program, and I'm not sure what it is in L.A., but there's a program for people who are disabled that can work from home, that they'll actually find employment that is facilitated towards their disability. And sometimes, I think it's the Office of Rehabilitation for Disabilities or something like that. But it's a federal program that helps people that have disabilities. And they actually get blind people jobs, or they get people that are quadriplegic jobs. And they pay pretty well. I'm not positive. I used to do social work, so I know a little bit about all these programs, but it was quite a few years ago. But I know it's not a program that they would have eliminated, because it places people who are disabled into employment situations, either from their home or from a facility that lets them operate. You know, like they get them special chairs. They do all kinds of things.
Terrific.
Yeah, they just have to have the desire, you know.
Wow.
And
you said with her depression, I don't know if there's much desire there. That's what worries me too.
Right, but if she's approached correctly, she will lose some of that depression, because she will feel of value. One thing with depression is people lose self-value, and they don't see a solution or any opportunity for enjoyment. And when you have a success, like actually realizing that, you know, there might be an employment that I can actually make money and have some value. You know, I'm sure she's feeling devalued because of her illness is limiting her from doing things. And if she could just realize that, wow, you might be able to do something, you know, 2 hours a week, 3 hours a week. You know, everybody can do something for a certain amount of time. You know,
So do you feel then that she is going to get better?
I think, you know, depression's a choice. And it's a choice either to be sad or to be happy. And as I said to the previous caller who was having problems with her children, you can send the violet flame of Christ's love directly into her heart, and it will transmute any darkness. It will bring light into her life. You know, it's just a prayer, but you can send it like an arrow and just do it all the time for her. You know, wish her love, send her love. Send her God's love. Send her God's healing. Call in all the angels that you can think of that, you know, might help her with her depression, especially Raphael, who is the healing angel. Yeah, I think anybody can overcome any illness. Like, I know people, I work with people who have had cancer. I've actually worked with a blind person more than one blind person, where I did psychic surgery on them and help to restore not complete vision, but had better vision afterwards just from psychic surgery, and that's where I didn't even touch them. So, yeah, I believe healing is in the mind, and the mind controls every aspect of the body. So when a person is in dis-ease or having disease, it's because the mind is saying, it's trying to tell them something, you know, and she's unhappy, so she's having the dis-ease of depression, and that can be healed. It's a choice, and to make her feel happy. And when she starts having value again, she will become healthier and healthier, and the disease won't be needed. You know, she's making a cry now for help, but she doesn't know how to help herself. So, I would definitely check into the rehabilitation program. I would definitely talk to her about, even if she just does something 2 or 3 hours a day, maybe 1 hour a day to start, 3 days a week, you know, or
excellent advice. And we'll definitely look into that. And I really appreciate your help.
Yeah, I hope we answered your question, and we also send you prayers. You know, everybody that's on the show, we send prayers to, because, you know, we really do care, and we really are here to help.
You guys are wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay.
You have a wonderful
evening.
Yes, thank you, Jenny. And call back and let us know how things go.
Will do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Is everybody okay?
Yeah. Yes, Reverend Jay, that's exactly what I expected you to tell her.
I know. But you put me on the spot. I have to do it in my timing. thanks, Grace. I appreciate the confidence that you have in me. And, you know, something. I'm going to play a really quick song so that we can clear, because I actually feel like I need to clear a little bit. Is that okay with you guys?
Sure.
Okay, it's just a quick song, and then we'll go right on to the next caller, okay?
Okay.
Which is going to be 337 area code. So this is going to be Bob Dylan. So just hold for a few seconds, guys. Thanks.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea. Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Okay, thank you guys for letting me do that, because I was like, I don't know, I'm empathic, I pick up stuff, and then it was like, you know, when Dr. Jenny's there, I get to clear with the, you know, while she's talking.
Well, since she's not here tonight, you could have played Metallica or something, you know?
I'm using her screen, so
that would have woken everybody up.
Yes. So, are you good, Ellen, then? Because you sound
good.
Oh, I'm good. Okay. How are you doing, Grace?
We have to be good. Mommy is listening. We have to be good little kids. Mommy is listening.
Oh, that's right.
Well, it's all Jay's fault.
How are you doing, Susie?
I'm good.
Are you? Are you laughing at me or with me?
Jay, I love you.
Okay. I guess next caller we're going to take, let's go on to the next caller. It's 229. Oops, that didn't work. So 229, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I don't really have much psychic questioning, but today is my dad's birthday. My name is Aaron. And Reverend Jay's my dad, and I just wanted to wish him a happy birthday and tell him I love him on air.
Aww.
Aww.
Oh,
that
was very sweet.
Wonderful.
So happy birthday, Pop. You're the man. Just wanted to let you know.
Aaron, I don't even know what your number is. Can you believe it?
Yeah, no, I can believe it.
Well, because on my phone I just press Aaron and it goes there. Oh, thanks, Aaron. That was really sweet. I'm glad you called in. My son's been home from vacation. He goes to college down in Florida, and he's a great son. Thank you. And he did a lot of great things for my birthday, too. So,
very sweet. Where's he going to go?
I think we should give Aaron a reading. Step into him. I know you can because you're down there.
I was just going to say he goes to school at Emory-Riddle.
Oh. Right. Impressive.
Yeah, right by you. And he graduates this May.
Excellent.
So did you guys want to give him a reading?
Yes. Aaron, do you want a reading?
Why not? It can't hurt.
Here you
okay.
go.
Okay.
So, and since Grace volunteered you for first, Ellen, I'll let you go first, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm feeling a lot of real you know, I'm getting more or less with you, Erin, is a lot of cheerfulness because you really, really like what you're doing. And I'm finding you're going to be very successful. I just want you to know that there might be something else that might catch your eye, so don't be afraid to explore that as well. But whatever you do, you're going to be really successful at it.
All right. Sweet. Okay,
yeah.
Susie, what are you getting?
I am getting that the message that I'm getting for you is with love and support, you can achieve, and of course your own ambitions, you can achieve anything you set your mind to.
Awesome. It's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've picked up for you, Erin, is you're very strong-willed guy, and you can do anything you set your mind to without a shadow of a doubt. And as I have told Jay before, anytime I ever tap into your energy, I pick up a person that's not much older than you that is your guardian angel that looks over you all the time. And I don't know if you lost a friend or your dad claims that it could have been an older sibling at one time. But I pick up that wherever you go and whenever you get that sixth sense that you know your gut is telling you something, it is that guardian angel that is giving you that message.
That was sweet. Thank you. Erin, I am going to read you too because it's my birthday and I get to do whatever I want on my birthday. And I actually really picked up that you're getting some good financial news for you. And don't be afraid of your financial future because it is positive. And as much as you think, have this uncertainty about the future, I am sure, just like everybody said, you can do and will do all that you desire. And I love you with all my heart. And just like you've already crossed off a whole bunch of things on your bucket list, you are going to have a whole new bucket list. And I feel like soon after May, after you graduate, you're going to have a whole set of new things that you want to do that you will achieve, including going to England.
Yeah, I sort of feel European for him, too. I was picking up something European for him, but I also pick up for him that there's going to be a great, you're going to have a great offer come your way, and it's going to all go in your favor. And it is great for you, and you will be coming into a windfall come June or July. I feel a very strong way for you. So
good.
Glad
to hear it.
Yep.
Makes me feel good. Thanks. I appreciate it, ladies and Dad. or should I just say
well,
ladies
sure.
And then just end it there?
I'm sure that your dad's going to be missing you very much, but do your best in the next coming months till you graduate.
Yes. And
definitely.
And no messing around. I can't afford you to fail.
Yeah, okay. What he said.
Yeah, so your dad can retire.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's still a way. He has all those student loans to pay off. Thanks for calling in, Erin, and thanks for the birthday wish. That was really sweet.
Yep. I love you, Dad. I'll see you in a second.
Okay. So I'm going to hang up on him. Is everybody doing okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very, very sweet.
Yes, it was.
Yes, he's a great kid. There's a couple of slots open in the call queue if people want readings. And the number is 323-679-0882 if anybody wants to have a reading. And I have to tell you a story about my son. He came home here at Christmas, and he got his squirrel hunting license.
And he got his tail.
And he caught himself a 3-pounder squirrel. And he got himself a squirrel tail. And I was like, I don't know how to feel about that, but I'm glad it's not a child he brought home.
Yeah, it'd be a hard part getting the tail off of that.
Yeah, well, it's the hard part of ever getting rid of it. Once you bring one of them home. You know, it's like,
Well, I think you did very well. You seem to both have wonderful energy together.
Yes, I do.
Considering that you're where you're living now, there's not really a whole lot of activities to do, and you were probably together most of 24/7. And it seems like you have a wonderful relationship.
Yeah.
We do. Hey, since it's my birthday, can I ask for a reading?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, ladies. I would like a reading. I'd like to know what you see for the next coming months coming up for me.
Okay.
And you can say whoever wants to go first can go first. There's no order. It's just whoever they get.
Well, I got the Angel of Reconciliation. Let me be fully reconciled with what I've left behind. Now, what I'm getting on that, Jay, is that, I guess like everybody, you have some regrets of things you might have done or you should have done or you thought of doing but didn't do, but not to worry about them because whatever happened past has been taken care of by your angels. And it's really important you keep staying focused and moving forward.
Yeah, when you have kids, you always have those kind of regrets.
Right.
You know, like you wish you could have done, you know, like there's lots of things I wish I could have done that I haven't done yet for my children. But like you said, I do put it in the hands of the angels, you know, because I am only human and I do my best. And I appreciate that, Ellen.
Mhm. I've got for you, I pulled the card, the Queen of Water. And it's exactly what you are, Jay, tender-hearted, empathic, patient, and loving. And this is telling us that you're going to have your relationships in your life are going to develop to a new level. And of course, since you are psychic, it's saying to trust your intuition and care for yourself and others, which you always do. So look for your relationships to develop on a new and higher level. And you are going to have a fabulous year ahead.
Very cool. You didn't see that big bankroll truck coming in, did you?
Yeah, but don't run over by it. I was kidding.
But what was that? I just drive by it?
Something like that, yeah. It was a joke, sorry.
Well, I am getting a big whale.
Oh. I hope that's not my next wife. Although, you know, I do like some big girls. Okay, I better stop before I get in trouble. Did you want to tell me something, Grace?
Oh, I think I told you most of your things this morning, but I also see a big windfall coming your way. I also see that you packing up your Penske truck, and this is going to be your year. This is like your year. All your wishes are at your disposal. So all of the good deeds that you have done for others and the help and love is coming back to you tenfold this year.
Mm-hmm. Yay. And I see
you
that
do
Kelly
deserve it.
I see Kelly in the chat room. And
yes, she is. Kelly girl is in the chat room. Woohoo!
Yeah, thank you, Kelly. I don't know if she can, if she listens when she's in the chat room or not. We have about 24 minutes left, and we can take some more calls if anybody's interested. Our number is 323-679-0882. And since it's my birthday, I think that we should go ahead and read each other. So
okay.
So let's all do a reading for Susie next.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Yes.
We'll start
with Grace reading for Susie.
Well,
do you have any questions, Susie? Well, we could do that too. Do you have a question that you wanted to answer, Susie?
Well, Grace knows the direction that I would want to go in. So go ahead, Grace.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Yeah, you are. You're definitely on your right path that you are wanting for this year. I see a great reward for you coming early summer. I don't see anything really for you, really close. I'm saying very close until early summer. But it's going to be a hot summer for you, girl. So just hang in there and hold tight and know that it's coming. Patience is a virtue. You know that.
Okay, is conversation going to be opening up for me soon?
Yes, it is. Very soon. I feel a very close conversation will come your way very soon, and you handle it very well.
Yes.
And it has
vital
a lot of
that
favor.
I do.
Yep, and it has a lot of favor to it.
Okay, very good.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much, lovely Grace.
Okay.
Now
we'll go next to Ellen, and I'll be last.
Okay. I got a message from the Angel of the North. I celebrate uniqueness with joy and gratitude. That what happens sometimes is you kind of doubt yourself a little bit
mm-hmm.
more than you should. And that's because, well, let's face it, everyone's different. You just have to know that people will love and appreciate you because you're you. And if you change your stuff around,
mm-hmm.
you're not doing anyone a favor, especially not you.
Right.
People are going to come. People are going to go. That's just life. Some people, like, and I can probably, I don't know if I want to include everyone, but like with me, for example, catalyst. I feel like I jumpstart people and then they move on to something else. And
right.
for a while, it kind of hurt. Knowing that I'm losing friends here and losing friends there, but we just have to recognize our roles. And mine is a catalyst. Yours is also a catalyst, and I think most psychics are catalysts. We may or may
mm-hmm.
not realize it, but that's what we do. And the more
mm-hmm.
we recognize our roles and accept our roles, it makes it a lot easier for us to transition. Because the one thing people hate, and most people do, is, I know you do, I know I do, transition. I hate it. I don't like change. Change is good, but, you know.
Yes, it is good. And we're put in seasons, you know, of our lives. And not that we, you know, allow ourselves to be used or anything, but we are servers.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, will come into our lives and go out of our lives. And we during this time, we serve each other.
Exactly.
So whatever our purpose is to serve another at the time is what we are supposed to be doing.
Exactly. But sometimes your feelings get hurt. Like everybody's, that's
right.
normal. It's
mm-hmm.
human. I get it. But just remember mm-hmm. that your uniqueness was given to you by our Lord. And that's what he wants you to do. That's what the angels need you to do. Because when I talked earlier about angels being in human form and also human inspiration and also not necessarily being winged and celestial, I mean solely
right.
winged and celestial, that's what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Ellen.
Anytime, Susie.
That was really sweet, Ellen. And so, Susie,
vivacious
Susie. Yes, every day. Vivacious Susie.
How vivacious am I going to be?
You have to have that self-confidence with yourself. You need to trust your self-confidence. You are vivacious, and you will be very, very lucky this year in the love line. I feel like you're manifesting a dream, and just make sure that, you know, the dream that you want is from God. You know, you don't want just what you want. You want what's in you.
I actually believe it, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want what's in your divine and best and highest interest. And, yeah, that will happen. It will be good for you. I feel like the person that is coming into your life is a trustworthy person and honorable, and I think you're going to be smiling. And I'm not going to, well, I guess I'm going to say it, all the way to the altar.
Oh, I see her dancing. I see her dancing a lot.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like, wow, it's great. And I do think you're vivacious, and he's going to love your energy. He's going to love, you know, how truthful you are and how, you know, the kind and sweet things that you do as a woman. So be really
true to
strong
myself.
Be confident with yourself because you are worth it.
Thank you very much. That was very beautiful and very sweet of you, Jay.
Okay. So we should go on to Ellen then, because, and we'll read Grace last.
Okay.
Is that okay? And I'll start with Susie. You can start reading Ellen first, if you would, please.
Okay, Ellen. I'm getting that whatever wish you have deep in your heart, your bestest wish for yourself is going to be coming to fruition and coming true.
Cool.
And I'm getting, is it, are you single, Ellen?
My husband wouldn't say that.
Okay. Well, a love of you have a love of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's high time to get out there and enjoy it. So I actually feel like that you should be taking a trip with your hubby.
Oh, cool.
Wow, that's cool.
Well, we are planning to go to Cancun this year. We both are turning 50.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm sorry, 39 again. My bad.
Yes,
yeah.
for the 10th time.
At least.
Wow. That was nice.
That's what I was picking up on. I was picking up a trip and a recommitment. A recommitment is awesome
yes.
for you. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, a big recommitment for you.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting that you're having a little bit of boredom now, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah. It's everything's been kind of stagnating lately, but.
I want to tell you something. Just decide to be happy. Just choose it. And I think that boredom will disappear. And I think that you need to pay attention to your dreams, because I think there's some dreams that you're not addressing.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, there's things that we want to do, but right now it's a little difficult to do it.
Well, I think you need to let go of some of that fear, and decide to be happy now, and I think that what you want is going to be coming your way, is what I feel for you. So I wish you the best. And, you know, my 50th birthday was, it was my 50th birthday, not my anniversary, was the best birthday ever in my life. So 50 to me always is a good number. So I wish you the best. And then I guess we need to go on and read Grace.
I got Gracie first.
Okay.
All right. Angel of the South, I let go of all my pain and tension, and I float on a sea of divine love. Why are we not letting go of the pain and intention and floating on a sea of divine love?
Well, because I've had a lot of pain and sorrow in my life, and I truly feel like that I have been trying to really work on manifesting that out of my life.
Actually, you've been doing a pretty good job since, you know, since I've been hanging out with you guys. It's just that you need to really try to just get a little bit more wind in your sails and a little bit more release out. Because I kind of feel like you're slowly going to the place of happiness that you deserve, but you still need to keep working on it.
Okay. I will do that, Ms. Ellen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice. Susie, you want to go next?
Oh, absolutely. It is my pleasure to. Grace, you are a fabulous, wonderful, loving, caring, sweet person. You're beautiful on the inside and on the outside. And you are going to have the things that you desire to come to you, because everything comes back to us, as you say, 100-fold, and this is what's going to be for you. I do see you moving again. I don't think that you're going to be staying where you are, because I feel like it's not going to be for your highest and best interest and good. So I see you moving where I can't really zero in on, but I do see you moving. And I do see that treasured relationship that you're hoping for with your daughter will come about in time, as she realizes things about herself. So, and I also see that success is definitely at your fingertips as far as your career. You just have to reach out and grab it if that's what you desire to do. And I love you, Grace.
Do you have a time frame of when you think I'll move?
I will take a look at that and see where that's possible.
I think Grace is moving to Florida.
Yay, she'll be with me.
It's a standing joke that Grace doesn't want to live in Florida, and I always say, well, but I'm living in Florida. Why would you want to live there?
Well, I'm getting May.
Okay.
Yes, I'm getting May. Come on to Atlanta. That's what I say. Come on over to Atlanta. Come on over. There's lots to do. And lots of people to see, places to go. It's an awesome place.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask Ellen or Jay. What do either of you pick up anything like Susie did for my career?
You know, it's really weird. When I was getting it, when I was envisioning this, I was getting sort of like, it's like a well of water that's beginning to bubble up.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a shoot up that it's trying to take off, you know. It's getting to the point where it needs to come up and come out.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, it's there, but right now it's been, like, kind of stagnant.
Hi. I'm sorry I got disconnected, and I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry I interrupted what you were saying, because I couldn't hear anything, and I don't know what happened. Were you guys in the middle of a call?
No, we're talking to Grace.
Okay. Okay.
Grace wanted to know if you were picking anything up on her career.
Grace can do anything that she wants with her career. I feel like Grace is going to be making a career change. I don't think she's going to be satisfied with what she's doing. I think that she has a calling that she hasn't addressed yet, but I think if she asks her guide that she's going to realize that there's a whole other development that she's going to have happen for her.
Mm. What calling do you think that could be, Reverend Jay?
Well, I mean, you have to choose.
Look
it,
at
right?
me. Do you think that I'll go into the nunnery? Like I plan on to.
No, you'll hate the habit.
You're right. You are so right.
Do you like high collars?
No, she
no.
likes fancy and glam. She's she loves Sephora because she gets to make and see the best in quality makeup and perfume and stuff. So she loves that kind of stuff. So. No, Grace, I think you're going to have a different calling. I'm unsure what actually it is. It's going to be with helping people, but I feel it's at a different level. For some reason, I still feel like it's with children. But it may, I don't know what it's going to be. You have to...
Maybe it could be a grandchild. Think it could be a grandchild?
It's something with I got a child, but I guess I perceived it as children. It could be a child. So
good.
There's 7 minutes left in the show, and I'd like to take at least one more caller, and then we'll sign out. But would you guys stay on the line after we're done with this caller and I play the final song?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. So let's just do one more caller so that I feel like we did a really good job. And the final caller we're going to take is 618. So let me see if I can't get them online. 618, you're on the air. Can we help you?
Hi. I was wondering if you see my finances stabilizing in the next few months.
Okay. Who are we talking to?
My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. Where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Oh. Illinois is the spot. Are you by Chicago?
No, we're really far from Chicago. There's a whole state below Illinois. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, who would like to go first on this?
I can.
Okay, Ellen.
I heard that, yeah, they are stabilizing. But it's going to take a little longer than you'd hoped. But things are up and coming, and we'll be leveling out. I see that within the next 3 months.
Okay.
But please don't take but make sure you keep doing what you're doing that's positive to keep the wheels going.
Okay.
But sometimes when people hear what I just tell them, they're like, oh, okay, so I don't have to keep doing what I'm doing. No, what you're doing is working. So just keep doing what you're doing. I know it's slow. I know it's been plodding for you. Like you're like, oh, it's ever going to end. But, yeah, it will. And you're gonna. It may not be like huge at first, but you're continually working, continually growing.
Yeah, we're actually waiting on my husband's VA disability. It's been 2 years this month since he applied for it, and I have no idea what. So you know, if you can figure out the U.S. government, you're ahead of everybody else. So.
Not me, ma'am. I'm still trying to figure out what happened, but I will tell you things are going to get better, and they're leveling out.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because our income is very limited, so I'm concerned about being able to stay in school and keep a roof over my head. So,
are you in college?
Yeah. Thank you, Ellen, and I'll go on to Grace.
Hi. Yes, I feel like that the disability will go through for you. It does take a lot of time and energy, and I feel like that you have put a lot of that effort into it. But I feel that it is going to come through, and I too feel, as Ellen feels, to keep working that way. Don't put it on the back burner. Keep it up where it's at, and you will have the payoff. It will help you tremendously.
Do you feel like this will be in the next few months? I mean,
I'm feeling like March. I'm feeling like end of February, early March. Mm-hmm. I sort of see the spring flowers. So, and I think your spring might be in March or April.
Yeah, about that.
And that's when I see it coming through.
Okay.
Thank you, Grace. Now I'm going to let you get a reading from Susie.
I'm actually picking up in the month of August, and I'm also getting a feeling, you know, a message that you're feel trapped, a bit trapped for some reason, and you're lacking some self-confidence. And you may be afraid to take action. Have you consulted a lawyer on this? Get an attorney for the Social Security disability.
Well, it's VA disability, but no. But my next step is to contact our congressman, though. So
yes, I'm getting
that. Yes,
I'm getting that you need to take some kind of action.
Okay.
Help it along.
Did you want to say something, Grace?
That's exactly what I felt like, that she's got the works of going toward a higher authority, and that's what she absolutely needs to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. I'll tell you what I got for you. I feel like don't be afraid that you're going to have enough money or resources, and you might have to ask for a little bit of help, but it'll just be temporary. I definitely got really good vibration from going to, you know, a higher level or okay. your senator or whatever you were planning on doing. There's local offices in every state, and they will, they do get action when you actually go to them. And they have certain days, so plan on, you know, making an appointment and being there, you know. So,
well, we've already tried the lower levels, and we didn't get very far with our VA service rep, so that's why I'm thinking I need to go on, find somebody higher up, so.
But I do feel like you're going to be okay, and I feel like you're doing a lot of work, but try to just balance out your life as the best as you can. Hold on, and just know that things are going to get better, and I really feel like things will get better for you. I hope this helped, and there's like 90 seconds left, so I thank you for calling. You can call back in. If you would like a different question to ask, next Sunday, we're the Network of Christian Psychics. We're on every Sunday, and we do Psychic Sunday Roundtable. So thank you very much, and have
thank
a good
you.
Day. Good night.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thank you, everyone.
I wanted to say before we went off air that Dr. Jenny texted me, and said that her husband has the flu really bad too. And now just as Jay was saying a prayer for me in the beginning of the show, we heard a tremendous sound to find that her husband had passed out coming down the stairs. We got him cleaned up, and I don't think anything is broken. His fever is 103. I'm good at multitasking, but I have not listened to the show. She says, I think all of your prayers for me went straight to my husband just then because it's a miracle he didn't break his neck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Grace. Everybody stay on the line if you can, and we're going to end the show now. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Blessings to everyone.
You